Hey, motherfucker. Go to the coast, we get together, have a few laughs.
I do have a very particular set of skills. Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
You're bleeding, man.
I ain't got time to bleed.
I just know you could fly a plane. Why, yes! Plan, go!
Hurting people's not a good thing. Well, sometimes it is, but not when it's a bunch of people looking for something to eat.
I can understand you're very upset. Kittredge, you've never seen me very upset.
I said, put the bunny back in the box.
Relax.
I am relaxed.
Look, this is as far as I go because I'm a dead giveaway, see? I go in there with you, but they know my face, all the slavers, and they want to push it in.
Not while I'm there.
It's all up to you now, Jack. My destiny rests in your capable hands.
Hey, I'll do my best.
Thing is to make them drop the guard.
I'll try.
Thing is to look stupid.
He does.
Now get your ugly white ass out of here. Don't come back.
I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
Yo, welcome to another episode of Impossible White Man Movie Reviews. Episode 2, actually. On the Blackout Tips Premium Network podcast, I'm your host, Rod, joined by one of my favorite people, co-host at this point, unofficial co-host, I guess, of the Nerd Off, and host of MovieTrailerReviews.net, all their podcasts, and the Sandy Check podcast. It's my man, Chris. What's up, dog?
What's going on, man?
Good, good, man. Glad to be joined by you, man. This is a movie I, not gonna lie, when it was first announced, was not planning on seeing.
Nope, me here. Me either.
Yep, I said another Bible movie. I'm good on that shit. Then I saw the first trailer for it, and I said, this looks kind of crazy, but I wasn't gonna see it. I just thought Christian's gonna be mad. That's my first thought was this shit. Christian's gonna be mad. Then I was looking for just a movie to go see during the week. It's been a while. I wanted to keep up on movies, you know, so I could have a good grasp of what came out this year. And I saw that this movie, Noah, did the rare feat of having a lower score by fans than critics on Rotten Tomatoes. And that was when my interest was piqued.
You wonder why? Because you're like, wait a minute. Christians would have gone to see this shit, so they gave it a low rating, but critics gave it a high rating.
Right.
What the fuck is going on with this fucking movie?
Because I have never seen a movie about Christian stuff that Christians thought was bad. So this is the first time I was like, wait, but...
I saw Son of God, and I know how them Christians treated Son of God. Like, it was literally the second coming of Jesus, and it had Axe body spray Jesus in it. So if they think that is great, but Noah is bad... I might need to see Noah,
yeah. Yeah, Darren Aronofsky is a great director. You know, he's a guy who did Black Swan, which, you know, recently got a ton of critical acclaim. He did The Wrestler, which I believe might have even won an Oscar or was nominated for one. He did The Fountain, another movie that gets a lot of credit, Requiem for a Dream. Like, this is not just a dude putting out bullshit.
I think Requiem for a Dream, that's the one that has... which is Marlon Wayans, and it's like the only good movie Marlon Wayans has ever fucking done.
Yes. Yeah.
Like that. So it's like, yeah, yeah.
So then, you know, you look at the cast on this shit. You got Russell Crowe, who I've never seen really phone it in except for that movie with the RZA. Anthony Hopkins is in this shit on the low. Like, wasn't in any of the trailers I saw. Emma Watson is in here, who was in a lot of trailers, but... Which question made me question, like, what is she doing in it, you know? And so, you know, I had to check it out, man. Nick Nolte's in this shit. Like, just tons of people where I was like, okay, this dude's, you know, he's trying to actually take it with some seriousness. So you might be thinking at this point, Rod, why isn't this a spoiled movie review? And why is this an Impossible White Man review? Listen, nigga... It's Impossible White Man. I couldn't believe it either. I didn't even suspect it. it was probably 40 minutes into the movie until I really was like, I realized what's happening here. It's an Impossible White Man movie. Here are the Impossible White Man movies. We kind of bring up stuff through the plot and we kind of like add points for it. And we'll see what the score is at the end. I don't expect it to score a tremendous amount of points, but yeah, it's Impossible White Man. Lucy, yeah.
If you score any points for Impossible White Man for a movie about Noah, which is really one of the more boring stories in the fucking world,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's really like Dr. Doolittle goes on a boat ride, you know. It's like,
yeah.
So if you get any kind of Impossible White Man shit,
yeah.
You need to go see this shit, yo.
Yeah, it's basically like half Impossible White Man, half just, you know, epic. So the movie starts off with a bunch of like text and script that's giving you the backstory, but it's not the backstory from the Bible. It's just like some other shit. It was like, yeah, it was these spirits that came down and Satan was here and the spirits fought on the wrong side and they got cast out of heaven and God made them into rock creatures and all this shit. And I'm like, wait a minute, what?
You know the great thing about, I figured out about this movie, and this is when I was like, you know what, I think Rob was right. Watching this shit, I don't think they ever really mentioned him as God. It was like mm-hmm. the creator. And so I was like, they're not making this religious. Mm-hmm. Oh, nigga.
At one point, they show evolution.
Mm-hmm.
When they talk about the seven-day theory, they just show evolution. I don't care what they say. What they show, if you're watching the screen, is a single cell organism growing into other creatures, leaving the water, becoming man. What?
They really did, yo. I completely forgot about that scene, but they really did. And I'm like, I think this is what, cause I think, I can't remember who said it was, but I think maybe it was Sterling was like, a couple of Christian couples walk out. Like, I think I can see why.
Yeah, I actually was in, you know, to talk about the story. Okay. It starts with Noah's father, who I think was Methuselah. And he's telling him as child Noah, like, hey, we gotta, protect the earth. Man is wicked. And, you know, this shit is, all fucked up. And, you gotta watch out. We gotta be holy and all this shit. I want to pass down the snake skin to you, which represents something.
And, yeah, I think it was, Lamech. Was it his father?
Oh, Lamech. Okay. There you go. And he started putting, he put the snake arm on his skin and it started glowing, which I was like, wait a minute. We're going to have magical powers in this shit?
Yo, dude, I was waiting for it. I was waiting for him to like, power up or something like that, like turn into He-Man.
Yeah, dog. Like I was like, what does this mean? Like, cause at that point you didn't really know there was magic, you know. Like you just knew it was like weird. Like okay, it's glowing. Some dude shows up and basically just he evil. Like Lamech is about to give him the skin of the original serpent in Eden. Which was passed down for many generations, large crowd of crows, a king named Tubal Cain. Cain is the one that killed Abel. So they evil, y'all. All his kids evil too. Cause no one grows up to be like, I don't want to be like my daddy. Nope.
Nope.
Everybody goes, I'm going to be evil.
My daddy was a drunk. I'm going to be a drunk too.
Right. I'm not even trying.
He beat my mama. I'm going to be my wife too. You know?
Right.
That one goes down, yeah.
So he wants to make the hill into a mine, which I didn't even pick up on when I saw this shit. But he sees Lamech and Tubal Cain, kills him and takes the serpent skin while Noah hides and then Noah runs.
Oh, shit.
Oh, you all right?
Oh, no, yeah, I lost you for a minute. Go ahead.
Oh, okay, yeah. So Tubal Cain takes the serpent skin and Noah runs off, like after Lamech told him to hide. Then they skip right to Noah being, never say age in this movie, which is actually a good, like, Impossible White Man trait. Like a lot of times in Impossible White Man things, they don't really give you an age because only thing that matters is you too old to be doing this shit and living.
Right.
So, cause somebody was like, how old did they say he was? 700. I was like, actually, they don't fucking tell you. And nope. Does it matter?
Mm-mm. They only show him getting older because they gray his beard at one point.
Right. You just go, this nigga old. So I'm actually going to add 5 points for loosely defined age. Mm-hmm. Cause that's pretty staple of the white man. Like, does anybody know how old John McClane is really?
He's too old for this shit. That's how old.
That's how old he is. Too old.
Too old.
So, he's out living with his life. Namir, who is Jennifer Connelly, who really doesn't have a role in this movie except to fuck things up like every woman in the Bible.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, gotta give him 5 points for that. He has a spitfire wife that's hard to control.
Mm-hmm. Kids who don't listen to him.
Kids that don't listen, I'm gonna add another 5. You know, let's put 10 for a family that doesn't listen to him. Nigga, that's an impossible white man staple.
Yeah.
There would be no taking if everybody just paid attention to what Liam Neeson was saying.
Right. Yo, it's a ham sandwich, y'all.
I blame him for naming his kids Ham and Shim.
Right.
But his wife, Namir, and he lives with his 3 sons, Shim, Ham, and Japheth. And keep in mind, at this point, I was doing a count, 0 black people in the film.
Right.
The names of the people are Tubal, Lamech, Ham, Shim, and Japheth. Sounds no like, black people.
Right. Sounds like some kind of like Jewish barbecue or something like that.
So he's out with his sons. He's they're collecting like fungi or something off the side of a mountain. Like, what were they getting, Chris? Do you know?
Dude, they were I don't know. I just know that this movie is like the greatest vegan vegetarian movie of all time.
Yeah, they were like the first PETA people or some shit.
They really were. Like, this movie, like, forget whatever you think about religion. This, if you have any complaint or anything about this movie, it is they make meat eaters look worse than Tyler Perry makes black men, yo. Oh my god.
Yeah, so they're collecting some type of small granular shit off the side of rocks on a mountain.
Yeah, when they can't pick flowers, though. They can't pick flowers.
Yeah, and he finds out that one of them starts trying to pick a flower. And he's like, hold up, player. We don't pick flowers. Everything has a purpose. It gives Russell Crowe a good chance to do his kind of English accent. Everything has a purpose and all this shit. His kid was like, okay. Right about then, they hear a sound of some men. And anytime they say men in this movie, it's always bad.
Mm-hmm.
So they hear some men, and they're like, what the fuck? Sounds like they're doing something. So he makes his kids hide. And turns out the men are hunting the animal.
Because they're hungry.
Mm-hmm. They're hungry, y'all. He goes to check to see what kind of animal it is, and they wounded it, and they're like, I think he gets to the animal first, and then the humans see him, and while he's like upset about this animal being wounded, he kills 2 men with no fucking thought about it.
Mm-mm.
Not even a moment of regret after, like, my kids saw me kill 2 dudes in cold blood. Whoops.
Mm-mm. Yeah, so what's this, like, 5-10 points for ridiculous moral code?
Yeah, 10 points, yeah.
10 points?
Yeah.
Hypocritical moral code.
Moral code. Yeah, that's pretty much Oliver Queen's entire skit at this point.
I that's the one thing of this movie that I just loved, and that's when I was just like, you know what, I think I'm in on this shit. Like,
mm-hmm.
Every time that you try to explain, like, even towards when we get to the end, we try to explain why man is evil. I'm just like, dude, you do know you are a man, right?
And
like,
you're doing all this shit.
Right.
Like, you killed 2 people. That was not cool. Like, you could have just said, man, fuck it. Y'all ate. I here with my kids. Mm-hmm. They'll be gone soon. We go back to getting moss off the side of these rocks. But instead, you bitched about someone picking a flower, and then you wouldn't kill a couple dudes. Also, a drop of rain hits the ground and a flower blooms and Noah sees it. Mm-hmm. So he realized that he's got that was a sign. Mm-hmm. He goes and has a dream. And he sees a mountain, that his grandfather lives on, water covering the earth. And he like drowns in this dream and he wakes up and, he realizes that he needs to go seek out his, grandfather Methuselah, because that was the mountain he saw in his dream, right?
We could say that was a wet dream, but
yeah, wow. Literally. Now I'm going to add, this is why I'm going to add 20 points, because this is the prerequisite white man sixth sense.
Mm-hmm.
It just came in the form of dreams, because white men just be knowing that something's wrong and nobody will listen, but they do be knowing. So
it's kind of like how even though it was a reality show, it's still an impossible white man. Steven Seagal with his black people doing bad.
You
just know. He's like, that guy's got a gun. Why? He's black.
Look at how he's walking.
It's like, God's gonna flood the earth. Why? Because I saw a raindrop and a flower bloomed.
Mm-hmm. I had a dream. So get the kids and let's move everything.
Mm-hmm. And this is the point where again, his wife is kind of like on some. Well, can't we just I think at one point she was even like, well, can't we just take the kids somewhere and hide? He's like, no.
Yeah, he's like, nah. We gotta find out what to do. Why he told me. So they go on a journey. To see Methuselah. They walk past a camp where a bunch of humans just got killed. They find a little girl, named La, Illa. I forget her name now.
I'm just gonna call her,
Ela. That's how they pronounce it, Ela.
I was gonna call her, little Granger from,
yeah, they find Hermione and, they adopt her, cause back then adoptions were a lot simpler. She's stabbed in the stomach or some shit and injured. And later we find out that this means she can never have kids. So, you know, they adopt her. And that's when Tubal Cain's men see Noah and his family and they start chasing them. Which, you know, also in Impossible White Man, like family movies, this scene always happens where he's dealing with his family and being chased or some shit.
Right, and somehow they always escape.
You know? Every last one of them always escapes every time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, they never just catch a kid. Like, no kid ever slips, has asthma attack, nothing.
Dude, they ran with a girl that was bleeding out of her stomach.
Yeah.
She should have been dead.
And he was carrying her, and she didn't die from being roughly carried over rocks or anything.
Dude, that was so impossible, white man.
Yeah, so I'm going to add 10 points for that scene, chase scene with family. This is actually adding up pretty good.
I'm telling you, man, I think when you really think about all the impossible white man shit that happens, we might have to take some points.
Yeah, we might have to take some of these back eventually. This is adding up too fast. I think the last one was like 125, and that was actually for a good impossible white man movie. Right. They get chased. This is the part, by the way, I forgot to mention, when he kills those two dudes, someone in my theater yelled, "No! Noah did not kill."
No, you're kidding me, right?
Dude, I'm serious. He was only two rows behind me to my right, left.
Oh, I went to a theater. I think I went to a theater where the people that went to it wanted to see just how they might have read your tweets and wanted to see just how ridiculous the movie was. Because we was all in this joint, and there was like maybe six of us, and everybody was in this joint laughing their asses.
Man, I was trying so hard to keep my laughs down because it was like the third or fourth night it had been out. But it was at 10:30 at night, which was the Christian date crowd, which I've never seen a movie with or thought about.
Mm-hmm.
Like the brother in front of me was with a, you know, beautiful sister, man. And, he was like, two tickets to Noah, please. And I was in line. I was thinking like, wait, what? Like, this is clearly a first date. Like, but you know, it's probably one of them brothers met on Black People Meet, and you tell a sister, like, yeah, you know, I'm actually a little religious, not really deeply. I go to church. I know that's the thing you're looking for, and maybe we could go see Noah.
But you know, actually, that might be a good look, because if you do something like that's too religious, like even like Son of God or like Passion of Christ, they had that scene with, it's too religious, so there's no way you're going to ask them for that. Noah is so unreligious that you actually might pay off and get some ass off of this.
Yeah, you might be able to, man. I wasn't 100% sure, because then people started getting mad, and I was like, ooh, I hope you didn't bring one of those that get mad. You ain't getting none.
Right.
But yeah, I when he killed those two people, this dude goes, no, Noah didn't kill. And I was just like, I started laughing under my, I was trying so hard not to laugh out loud. I was just like, oh my God. Oh my God. Just breathe through it, breathe through it. But, at that point, like there was, and it wasn't just him, cause like he was the first one. And I think that emboldened a lot of people. So then every time some bullshit happened, they would say something. And, this was the next part that some bullshit happened. They run away from the men, into these rocks. And they're like, no, this is the forbidden land. Don't go in there. But Noah's family runs in there. So a couple dudes chase him anyway. And, that's when the rocks come alive, like never in the story, and kill the fuck out of these dudes. Everybody was like, come on, man. Not just like, yes, yes, this is the part I've been waiting for. I didn't even know these little motherfuckers was in the movie.
Dude, I had no idea, because they don't, like, they tricked every, like, this is the greatest trolling I've ever fucking seen in my life, because they trick people, because they don't show you rock monsters in the goddamn, in the thing, yo. They don't. They never show you rock monsters. And these rock monsters, they call them watchers, were so heavily played into this movie that I can't believe they kicked them out of the trailer, yo. That they did that on purpose.
That was the moment where I was like, they knew this is ridiculous. And they didn't care. Like, they said, well, let's protect this. This is the moment where I realized why I got low ratings.
Mm-hmm. They treated, basically what they did, because I'm writing a review for this, and what mm-hmm. I say is, they treated this story, because the problem I had with Son of God was, when you start seeing them do ridiculous stuff, you're just like, and then treat it like a historical fact, you're like, that's bullshit. This movie was like, no. We're basically going to write Bible fan fiction because it's based off of a graphic novel. Mm-hmm. So we're going to take that Bible fan fiction and we're going to make it into like an epic movie like Lord of the Rings. And So yeah, if you're super religious, you might have a problem with that. But for the rest of us, nigga, this shit was great.
Yeah. So they introduced rock monsters. Keep in mind, this girl's still wounded and shit. The rock monsters somehow knocked Noah unconscious without killing him. If you see the size of these gigantic fucking rocks, I was like, that's impossible, you know. So I gotta add 10 points because he only got knocked unconscious, didn't even have a concussion or nothing. But if you see the movie, you guys will understand it's the equivalent of like jumping off a 7-story building into a pool, but somehow it doesn't hurt, you know.
Not only that, but it's also an impossible white man's staple. You have to be knocked out. And you know, we watch enough football to know that, you know, if you get knocked out in a football game, these niggas put you out for like a week. Because you probably got a concussion, you done. Like, an impossible white man movie, you get knocked out and you wake up, you have no concussion, you have no ill effects, you just wake up like you got a headache.
Yeah, and it happens all the time. They get hit upside the head with the butt of a gun. Like, that's the thing. You never kill the impossible white man, but you don't have no fucking problem knocking his ass the fuck out. Like, just don't kill him. Knock him out. They knock him out. He wakes up in the middle of the night. The stone rock watcher things have a conference over whether to kill him or not. And they say, hey, these people are men. And he's like, he is different and all this shit.
Because the impossible white man is always different.
He's always different, isn't he?
Different.
He's always for some reason, every bad guy comes up with a reason he needs to live. His enemies always have like a something they have to just stop, you know, him from dying. You know, even if it's the dude who goes, you can't kill him because I want to kill him. Like, it's always a fucking excuse.
Right. I want him to suffer as I want him to be alive and suffer. It's like, well, you know, dying doesn't really, you know, dying's pretty much suffering.
But you do want him dead, right? Yes. Well, I mean, you know, like, let's microwave it instead of slow roasting it.
Right.
So the watchers, said that, one of them sneaks back in and sneaks the family out. Although they don't really explain, like, how that big ass thing can sneak everybody out, where the other watchers are.
Yo, and it's like, they don't walk normal. Like, why, like, am I going to be, like, I got to bring it up. Why they got the cripple walk, yo?
Dog. It's like God was like, fuck y'all.
Yo, God is such a dick in this movie, even though they don't really mention him. He is such a dick. He not only punishes these fallen angels for helping man, he then puts them in rock bodies and then gives them the cripple walk the entire time.
Dude, the cripple walk was so pronounced and bad. And the other thing is, apparently the Watchers are almost extinct because they've been getting defeated by men. If you see the movie, the first time you see a watcher, you go, that's bullshit. That's bullshit. They're big ass rock demons. No man could kill that.
I don't understand how that worked. Yeah.
Like, even in the last scene, I'm still kind of like, I guess they gotta die because that's just part of the fucking, they can't float anyway, but nigga, it doesn't matter if you had a billion dudes fighting rocks, you are going to lose to the rocks. It's moving rocks, nigga. What?
Anyway. They have no dynamite.
Right. It's moving rocks. All right. So, they go out to, visit Methuselah, and, Noah leaves one of his children with the, two of his kids, I believe, and the girl who's healing with the rock monster. And, he's like, I'm gonna go see Methuselah with my youngest son. And, Methuselah is played by Anthony Hopkins,
who kills his role, because I don't even know if he actually was playing.
Nigga, first of all, is Anthony Hopkins, like, when you see the trailer, is he even in it?
I can't remember. I think he might have been briefly, but, you know, he didn't, like, he had, like, a big role or anything.
Yeah.
He didn't miss him.
It felt like I was surprised. I was like, is that Sir Anthony Hopkins in this shit? So, yeah, Anthony Hopkins apparently has the one power that any To Catch a Predator dude would have died for. Mm-hmm. Touch a kid to make him fall asleep immediately.
Dude.
I was like, what? He's like, let me whisper something in your ear about these berries. Oh, he's asleep. Now let's talk. So yeah, he basically gives Noah some drugged up tea that helps him have another dream. And in the dream, he finds out he needs to build an ark. All this shit doesn't really count for the impossible white man shit, other than him getting an impossible fucking mission.
Mm-hmm. Like, I kind of wish at the end of the movie they revealed that the entire flooding stuff was still a dream.
And yeah.
Like, I kind of wanted that to happen.
What if he would have woke up after the credits in Methuselah Cave still? Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh man, that was crazy. I saved the world. No, you didn't.
Yeah, butt ass naked and Methuselah on the bed. It's like, oh,
yeah.
That would have been awkward as but hilarious.
So they go back to the tent where the family is set up, and the rock creature still, he's playing like tag with the kid, which seems incredibly dangerous.
Yo. Like, tag, you're it. Oh, sorry.
Shit. Oh, well, this is gonna be awkward. Noah, I just gotta tell you, Ham only has one arm now. So yeah, they play tag or some shit, and, Noah comes over and realizes he has a mission. He's like, we gotta build an ark, and his wife accepts that as reasonable. But he's like, I don't know how, where we're gonna get the materials. And right about then, the rest of the watchers show up, and this is another white impossible white man trope where he has a plan and no one will listen to him. Like, literally, you guys are angels. Mm-hmm. Like, some sort of, y'all got trapped into these rocks. Y'all really not gonna believe a dude who's like, yeah, I had a vision of God. Y'all gonna, oh no, no, this nigga lying. That's impossible.
You wanna stay in those rock bodies, yo?
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm gonna put.
I'm trying to try anything. It's like, fuck it, give him a chance.
Yeah, I'm gonna put plan no one would believe is 5 points.
Yeah, because that's Jack Bauer, yo.
Yeah, that's that typical Jack Bauer. Only thing he was missing was Chloe or some suit to come in and countermand him. But, you know, and it's funny because I started naming the rocks at this point. There was Fraggle Rock, Chris Rock, Stone Phillips. Like, I had a bunch of names. Like, one of them had one eye and shit. That was Fraggle Rock. So they start, questioning him. And then it starts raining a little bit. And, like, another miracle happens where the entire world apparently gets replenished, and like forest and shit grow back, and everything in this valley, woods come back, because up until this point it kind of looks like that Dr. Seuss the Lorax book.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everywhere they went was desert, and then at this point everything becomes like a big ass forest.
That's why I kept saying that it felt like this is like that vegan PETA environmentalist shit, because they were making, even like when those dudes killed that animal at one point, they made it seem like they did it because they didn't have food anywhere else. Mm-hmm. There was no food, there was no trees, there was nothing growing anywhere else, and they were blaming like that this is the sin of man did this and blah 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 blah. I'm like, okay, so to me, what made me wonder is like, so then why is God gonna be a gigantic asshole and then destroy the earth?
Right.
Like, why can't you just kill all the humans and start over again?
Also, like, Noah killed those two dudes and he didn't eat the animal or save the animal. Like, he just killed them. Like, the animal died anyway. What the fuck was the point of that? Oh, man. What an asshole. they show that the new, like, the seed that was passed down from the Garden of Eden, that he got from Methuselah, he plants it, a great spring erupts on the earth. That's where the miracle happens and all the shit comes, extending out of a great network of streams in all directions. The rock creatures decide not to kill him, and they decide to help build the ark. Cause that settles the argument, apparently.
Yeah, right. Whoa.
There should have been one rock creature like this, still bullshit, but okay. But, they go ahead and they help him out. They start building the ark. And 8 years pass.
I like how they didn't really mention that in the, I don't think they mentioned that in the movie either.
They don't even mention time, Chris. It just, you just come back and you're like, is his hair grayer?
Right.
Why are his kids so big?
How did kids get so big? Okay.
So, 8 years pass, and in the woods, apparently, one of his sons and, Ila are making out. The other one, I think, was Ham. He was like watching, yeah. Looking kind of creepy.
Canadian Bacon was over there looking kind of salty that he wasn't getting no play from his adopted sister. Yo.
Yeah, he like, I was like, this kid's gonna be a problem.
Yeah, right.
That ain't right, buddy. Stop.
When your family's vegan and vegetarian and you're named after meat, you're gonna be a problem.
Right. Right.
You're gonna be a problem. You know, it's like, hey, salami, come over here and let's eat these berries.
Like, oh shit. So they enter and they settle into the ark, and they're basically like living there as it's being built.
Can we also mention another, I think there's another Impossible White Man thing.
Yes.
That the Impossible White Man doesn't really do all the hard work.
Nigga, he didn't do shit. Yeah.
Build the ark. Why was it these motherfucking rock creature watchers doing all the hard work? Every time I looked over, like, it was one of them that was bringing the trees. They were chopping down the trees, stripping the trees of the branches, stacking the... I'm like, yo, what is Noah actually doing?
Yeah, why do you even have an axe?
Like, I was like, these rock creatures are going to do all the work, and they ain't going to be able to get on the ark.
And there's so many scenes in this movie of Noah doing something with tools that absolutely helps nobody. It's just like, let me go over here and chop some wood up. Oh, I'm chopping wood. I'm so frustrated. Jesus Christ. Like, what are you using? Like, you're just chopping wood into smaller wood. None of this is going on the ark for any reason. There's a point where he's mad in the ark when it's flooded. Mm-hmm. And he goes to work at his workbench and he's not doing it. It's just him holding planks like, yep, this board. This is right.
You got
to look like
you're doing
impossible
shit.
Yeah. Right. It's like, you know, because I'm handy with my hands because I'm an impossible white man. I can do everything. So. So he's having the stone creatures work on the wood and all this shit. And, you know, his sons are helping apparently, and one of them's flirting and shit. That was when, what was the new dude? Tubal Cain. And that was when, apparently Tubal Cain came back and was like, hey man, we follow some of these animals, cause animals been showing up and, you know, going into it. First the birds came, I think. Then, like the snakes or some shit. And, shout out to his wife for asking the question I would have asked, like, really, we gotta take these snakes? And he was like, everything that crawls. I'm like,
They kind of slither, so.
Yeah, did God really say that? Because you remember, he didn't say nothing to you in your vision.
What I want to know is how these creatures somehow miraculously made it. Because you haven't seen any fucking animals before this point. Like, I want to know, did the animals take 8 years to get to the point where they come? Like, I want to know, that's what I want. I want to know what happened in 8 years while the animals are on their trek to the ark.
Yeah. Like, do they have reserve tickets? Mm-hmm. Like, oh man, is it like a Drake concert? Oh man, I can't wait till April 15th. I'm gonna get my tickets. But yeah, they all show up, or single file, or not single file, but organized basically. Two of each kind, like hundreds of birds. They light some kind of incense that makes the birds fall asleep, but these niggas ain't wearing masks. How did they not fall asleep?
Yeah, you know what? Yeah. Yeah, I didn't. Again, white man shit. It's that John McClane and his son when they went in Die Hard 5 when they went to the old was it Chernobyl or whatever?
Yeah.
And they went there with no suits on when everybody else had suits on and they got no radiation poisoning.
Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna add five for that scene. Yeah, incense.
How did that work, yo? How did you guys not get put to sleep? I don't get it.
They had incense immunity.
I will give Tubal Cain and them some credit.
Mm-hmm.
These motherfuckers set up outside the woods and were kind of picking off some of the animals as they came to get on the car.
Nigga, what? They fucked animals up.
Dude. That shit was greatness. I was like, so they just watched it, and like the animals were going to walk by. Excuse me, trying to get to the ark. Well, why don't you come over here and hop in this pit right here?
Yeah. Oh, y'all trying to get to the ark? Okay, I'm going to put out this bear trap. all right, so... the Tubal Cain shows up, and this is after the animals are there, and he's like, I followed the animals, what the fuck you doing? Cause I'm Tubal Cain and everything belongs to me. Mm-hmm. Including, Ham gets confronted by Tubal first, and Tubal actually is nice to him. A guy's gonna kill him, and, he kills that guy instead. He gives Ham, What kind of weapon did he give him? Was it a sword or something?
Axe.
An axe, yeah.
He gave Pepperoni an axe, and Pepperoni was just like, yeah. No, fine, I want that shit.
Yeah, he was like, this is good, thank you. You know, just more hints that he's kind of evil.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And Noah basically says, put the axe down, Ham, come over here with me. No, you can't have the ark, and it's going to flood, and all y'all going to die. Mm-hmm. And Tubal...
If you see something you can say to a group of people outside with
right, that's mm-hmm. always the part that like shit like this in white 5 points. This mm-hmm. shit always bothers me because I would never tell anyone what was going on if they would go be an asshole. Like I'd be like, no, this dude will probably try to kill me, so I'm gonna just be like, nah, man. Actually, I'm just working on some projects. Mm-hmm. We're gonna put some niggers in here and. You know, I'm not going to tell you my plan, but possible white men always tell their plan to the bad guy boldly and basically go, fuck you going to do about it. So that's what he did. He told Tubal Cain, I'm building an ark. Everybody going to die except me. Fuck you going to do about it, nerd. And dude was like, I'm going to come back and take this shit. That's what I'm going to do about it.
When, yeah, he came back on some, yo. All these bitches belong to me, type shit. You know?
Yeah, and it was funny because the rock creature stepped up, like, "Yeah, we trying to fight."
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, "Whoa, calm down," because them rocks was big as shit.
Right, they really were. Like that's another reason why I was just like, "How did these motherfuckers lose the first time?"
You
know?
Right. They said there used to be hundreds of them. There was like a dozen left. I was like, "How? Mm-hmm. You're rocks." Anyway,
this is like when the Patriots lost to. Eli Manning, and you're just like, how'd y'all lose this motherfucker, yo?
Right, it's Eli. Right. Noah realizes that his three sons need wives, and Ella can't be one because she's barren. She even tells Noah, like, hey, I'm not going to be able to be, I think it was Shem's wife, because I can't have no kids, man. Mm-hmm. And she starts crying and shit. Shout out to her. She was acting hard as shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she wanted this role to work.
Like, yeah. I'm watching. She acted her ass off. Like, you know, honestly, all jokes aside, the acting in this movie is actually pretty good. It's actually not a bad movie. I mean, we're talking about Impossible White Man, stuff like that. if it wasn't for the fact that it was based on the Bible, I think it probably would have, everybody would have enjoyed it. Because the action's actually pretty good in it.
Yeah, and the actors take it serious.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, they're dead serious. I mean, it's actually a pretty good movie.
So that's the thing. I think people kept thinking I'm joking, and they were trying to figure out what the angle was. The angle is you will be pleasantly surprised that it's good.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it, like, it's not one of those... It's not one of those good, those Impossible White Man movies where, like, it's only good because it's Impossible White Man.
Right.
It's like, no, it's got some Impossible White Man in it, but this shit is actually a good movie. Like, people acted their asses off. Like, I like them watching this role, yo.
There's elements of Impossible White Man, but it's not a true, like true to form, just straight up and down, back, go kill a bunch of bad guys, Impossible White Man. Okay. He goes to town. To try to get wives, and dudes are literally trading women for meat.
Dude, this is when I was like, yo, they really are treating carnivores like they're motherfucking like we're evil. Like, it was crazy as fuck. Like, I couldn't remember if that was an actual scene,
mm-hmm.
or he just dreamed it. But either way, man, it was...
Oh, it was an actual scene when he went to find the wives. Yeah, he went into town to find the wives. There was a part where they take women into, like, a tent or something. Like, I found one. And they're like, oh, give her here. And then they throw a fucking live deer over a fence. And motherfuckers eat it like zombies.
Dude, they tear it apart and they start... And I'm just like, this is absurd.
Yes. Like,
this is not what...
No one would cook it? Like, what the fuck? You would just... Everyone would just eat the guts and entrails and all. Like, nom, nom, nom. I was like, this is terrible.
Fire pitch right there. And nobody said, let me put this on the...
Yeah. Hey, has anybody tried this thing combining fire with the lamb? It's actually kind of good. They eat it. Noah gives up. He's like... He looked at the one look like, fuck this shit. Nobody surviving. Because, you know, at this point, he's like, you know, God didn't tell me specifically anything. It was all visions. He just knows that the time of man is at an end. And he doesn't really know that his family has been chosen to procreate, to keep going. When they get back, to town, he gets back to the ark. He tells everybody the bad news. Everybody dying. Nobody getting wives. Hop on the ship. Mm-hmm. This is fucked up because his wife betrays the shit out of him. She doesn't want to, live in a world where her line ends with her and her sons. So she tells Methuselah to give her a miracle and so they can have kids, so Illa can have kids. And he does it, but he tells her, like, there will be a lot of suffering if you do this. And she's like, fuck that, I'm good, do it. So he sneaks out into the forest looking for berries.
I'm thinking some berries, yo.
This nigga love berries, son. Every scene, I'm pretty sure Anthony Hopkins got paid in berries. Every scene this nigga brings up them berries.
Them crunch berries? Like, nigga, what did you...
Like, why are you so excited? You was digging in the ground like a crackhead for them berries, man. Yeah. Kind of berry grows on the ground like that. Anyway, man, so in the woods he finds Illa. And by the way, I don't know why anybody's in the woods, cause that's where the crazies are. Mm-hmm. And the family keeps going in the woods.
For no reason.
The wife leaves, the Illa and Ham leave. Like, stay your ass there. But yeah, Ham runs into the woods, Illa follows. Methuselah touches her stomach, and now she realizes she can have kids magically by looking around. She can just tell. Mm-hmm. Ham.
Oh, you forgot that her and Shem have sex right then and there.
Yeah. So Shem's like, come have this kid, these kids.
And get pregnant right then and there.
Right then. Yeah, he could tell.
Instantaneous conception.
Instantaneous. Just the way that Christians believe in it. Ham finds a chick in a grave. Who's...
Yeah, I mean, I feel like when your name is Honey Baked, that's how you're going to find a girl.
You know? And also, you know, let's be honest, when your whole motivation is to get some pussy, you'll find some pussy in the gutter.
Right, right. He really did, though.
Yeah, he really found it in the gutter. Like, his options were low. Everybody was dying. She seemed pretty nice. And he was like, she showed me her boobies and I liked them too. You know, like, he was going to make that work. He gave her some food, got her to trust him. It was like, okay, I'll sneak back to your arc with you. We get back to some foreshadowing before another impossible white man moment. These motherfuckers set a bear trap right in front of Noah. He walked right over it and didn't get hurt, mm-hmm. which happened earlier in the movie. I don't know why he didn't get hurt, but, my man, Tubal Cain rallies up his troops and says, hey, let's go take this ark. It's starting to rain and God is going to try to drown us, but we got weapons. We're going to go fight these rock monsters and we're going to take the ark. And so Noah realizes it's raining and he's like, let me go get Ham. And Ham's like, hey, I met a girl, Nael. She's tight, she's pretty, she's nice. Didn't get his little brother a woman, but, you know, okay.
Yeah, you gotta
do what you gotta do. I get it.
Every man for himself. His little brother too young.
So. Right. So
your little brother don't even know what pussy tastes like. So you know. Yeah,
he's like, you go play with Transformers. Mm-hmm. So they run back and Nael falls into the bear trap. And the way the scene is cut, it doesn't make sense because it feels like the men that are chasing them are 5 feet behind her.
Yes.
They really didn't have time. I don't see how he could possibly get mad. There was no fucking way. Like, if they could have made it a little more questionable, like, maybe they had a football field of distance or, you know, like, just something where it's like, oh, there's a, or the arc was closer. But it was like, niggas, no way we could carry her to the arc.
I was told that in the graphic novel, they do it different and they make it very clear.
Yo, Chris, you know you got cut off. Hold on, everybody. Let me pause this.
I was told in the graphic novel that they make it a lot more clear that she dies a different way.
Oh.
But I want to read the graphic novel now because they say that Noah's an even bigger dick in the graphic.
Yeah, because this is the first real undisputable moment that Noah's being a dick.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Before this, I feel like there's some moments where you're like, it's dickish.
Right, right. Well, I guess.
Yeah, you could have listened to your wife. Do you really have to, like, but this is that first moment where you're like, Jesus Christ, dude, you could have, like, tried to save her. Mm-hmm. And Noah, like, grabs Ham and is like, run, run, run. And it's kind of reasonable because, like I said, they're right on her heels. And then you have to watch her get stomped to death, which is pretty bad. Like, they kind of leave the camera on her and do bone cracking sounds. He runs off into the arc with Ham. What'd you say, Chris?
I was saying that shit was so fucked up.
It was so fucked up, dude. They run off. Ham's mad as shit. They have a 10-minute battle scene between the humans and the rock monsters to get on the arc.
I called it whack-a-mole.
It was whack-a-mole. They were smashing the shit out of you. I was so amped about that scene. Oh, man.
Like they were playing drums and using the human
dude. I just kept because like the rocks, they don't even, I don't even know where they get changed from because they never were metalworking.
Dude, my question was, why didn't the humans just go around?
Yeah, why not just come the other way?
Dude, there was only like six of them, yo.
Nigga, that's a perfect point. Why didn't the humans just go the back way?
Ran right into the nets and right into the smashing of the hands.
These niggas ain't never played Call of Duty.
I mean, dude, there was no let's flank them. None of that shit.
Yeah. Oh,
that's thing they had was Tubal Cain's magical rocket launcher, which was nigga.
Yeah, that's a great point, Chris.
Nigga, where did this rocket launcher?
Yeah. So they don't even explain the rocket launcher, by the way. But this nigga has something. Well, you can end up, I guess they were trying to say it's the same thing they sparked fires with on the ship, but it didn't really make sense because he would just take a pebble of this shit, throw it in a cylinder, and it would just shoot out fucking like firework explosives. And he was fucking them big creatures up with that shit. He was hitting them rocks. He was hitting them rocks with that grenade launcher. and they jumping on them with a spear and cracking their chest open. And when each one explodes, it's like a suicide bomber, and it takes out like 40 people around it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the next 10 minutes is basically that, you know, fight, explosion, all while they're trying to get on the ship and they're fighting people off the ship. And about this time, God decides, fuck it, it's going too slow, shoots water up from underneath the earth, which science would tell us is not likely to happen, but...
Well, we already checked out a science when we got giant rock monsters.
Yeah, we left science behind about 2 minutes into the film. But yeah, giant geysers of water shoot from underneath the earth to just start flooding everything. And the Ark starts floating. Two-Ball Kane gets injured. I forget how he got hurt. I don't know if it was a creature or Noah, but somebody got cut or some shit. But he crawls onto the back of the Ark, and Ham lets him in like a complete asshole because he's mad because he didn't get no pussy.
I mean, well, when you name Canadian bacon and you didn't get no pussy. I'm just saying.
So unsalted Ham throws him in. I guess he's salty Ham at this point.
Right.
He lets in Tuval Kane. Also, it's through a hole in the ship, which makes me go, like, wouldn't the ship fucking sink?
Nigga, because the ship was kind of riding kind of low in the water. So this nigga somehow got into the boat. And at no point did they go, hey, we're taking on water. No, why? Impossible white man. We don't ask these kind of fucking questions, yo.
Oh, my God. So,
like, Jeremy believes that this movie was to show Christians how ridiculous they're...
Right.
Because, like, it's not that far from what they believe the Bible was in the Bible. I mean, sure, we add giant rock monsters, but when you think of everything else they added in, why not add giant rock monsters into?
It makes sense. Yeah.
It does. In the context of everything else, why not?
Yeah, I feel like they wrote the script like, and they're going to be mad at this.
They really did.
Let's do it. So yeah, the Tubal Kane slides into the back of the ship, and he is back there healing. And apparently it takes him a long time to heal because we go through Ila's entire pregnancy.
Yeah, apparently 9 months, yo.
Yeah, he decides not to pop up until the babies are crowning, you know.
And the thing I love about Tubal Kane during this whole time is he's talking to Honeybake, and he just picks up one of them some lizards and just starts eating that shit.
Nick, first, he killed a regular animal at one point coming up to the ship, and I was like, so that's what happened to Pegasus.
Right.
No flying horses for us.
Right. I'm just like, this thing just started, like, at one point, Ham goes, there's only two of each. He's like, oh, well, I mean, I need my strength, you know?
Yeah, he's like, I eat meat, boy.
Right.
I'm a man. All this shit is mine. Also, how gullible was Ham? He was willing to believe that shit.
Well, I think because he got his first taste of bacon, and he was like, this shit is actually good.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm not gonna lie. I mean, think about it. The first time you had a steak.
It's like, so tell me more, steak man.
Exactly. Like, he wasn't getting no pussy, but no, he got some steak, so it's just like, okay.
And Methuselah finally finds a berry before he dies in the flood, by the way.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I forgot to mention that. He's like, ooh, a berry. Mm-hmm. Oh, damn, I'm dying. So Ham and Tuval Kane are in the background plotting and shit, and Ham's helping them heal. The family is inside listening to the dying screams of everyone outside on the earth. And they're like, maybe we can let some in. And Noah was like, ooh, there is no room. Mm-hmm. The fate is sealed. Like, that was a cold line. And this is kind of where the film stops being impossible white man for about 30 minutes and becomes like one of the best compelling like mini dramas of all time, because this nigga Russell Crowe shot for the Oscar in the scenes where he's supposed to go crazy.
Oh, he went crazy.
Yeah, nigga, that shit was like fuck Cape Fear. He was scary as shit to me. I was like he's gonna really kill these people.
I need that image when they find out that, I think when they find out that she Ella's having a girl, and Noah, no, it's before that. Like they're doing something, and Noah's just in the back looking around, like, I'm gonna kill them babies.
Yeah.
But that image of him hiding around the corner. That was the greatest shit ever.
Hey, he was working on some wood, dog. Like,
working on wood for no reason.
For no reason. You're on the ship, Noah. There's nothing else to do.
He got an axe in his hand, looking around the corner, like, I hear you guys talking
about
it.
Yeah, let me take a break from this wood. I better not.
Them babies are going to die, yo.
Yeah, them babies dead. So, so they're like, you know, they cut forward like, you know, probably 9 months or so. The king is still fucked up in the back, Tubal Cain. But he's still plotting that revenge. He's like, I'm almost ready. Hand me another one of them lizards.
I don't understand how this motherfucker didn't get like constipation or anything like that. Nigga, eating all this.
He was eating them raw.
He had an all protein diet.
He was eating them raw too, man. Them poor animals, man. They was sleeping shit. He was like,
how many animals went extinct between him and a fucking ham back there eating all these shit, yo?
The nigga was back there snacking, bro. He was snacking. Oh, man. So they were eating animals and shit, man. That's so funny to me. I know why Christians are mad, man.
Oh, yeah. I know why, too. I can't even blame them, but...
That's not in the Bible.
It was hilarious as fuck, yo. Like, it explains so much. It explains why we don't have some animals, yo.
Right. Like, where are the dodo birds?
Right. Well, Tubal Cain was back there. Joint. He had a barbecue, yo.
Nigga was making dodo sandwiches. Like, this is the reason some of our animals are fucked up, because, like, it wasn't... two manatees, you know what I'm saying? Like, it probably was like, you know, some other shit. Like, it probably, like, we probably had to mate, like, one, the last living, duck bird with the last living, weasel and make the platypus, you know what I mean? he's back there, and, Noah's now decided, like, he's looking for another vision. He's looking for a sign from God, like, to tell him that, he doesn't have to kill the kids of his, daughter and his son, Shem. Ela, is pregnant. And they could tell because they did a test with a leaf or some shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? How does anybody? Okay. Anyway. That was an old school pregnancy test. So she's pregnant. They figure it out. Okay. Noah, you know, they tell Noah the good news. He doesn't think it's good news. He's like, I'm going to kill them kids, that kid when it's born. So if it's a son, it can live. If it's a daughter, I'm going to kill the fuck out of it.
Because apparently Noah keeps forgetting that he's also human. Yes. You know, put your family above everything else, but fuck his family. This is my whole thing. I don't understand why, if the bloodlines of humanity were supposed to die, why Noah even saved his family?
Why save himself?
Yeah, why?
Just let the ship's gonna float on its own.
Right.
But that shit was stupid, and that part didn't make any sense. But you know, it was in this movie, so. Could we really call it out?
And then put all the animals to sleep.
Yeah.
So that they wouldn't eat each other. But I'm like, but when you wake them up.
Yeah, what's going to happen then? That's how I want to see the animals wake up and just be like, I'm going to eat the fuck out of you.
Oh, because, they had to be hungry, yo. That's
yeah. Sweet. Alligators turning each other. Yo, they got free birds upstairs.
Right.
So, yeah, they, you know, Noah's like, I'm going to kill the kid. And it becomes a really compelling drama because there's a lot of Russell Crowe sitting by himself, looking into the sky, holding an axe. Hair gets all crazy. Like, he looks crazy.
Oh, he went crazy. Yeah, it's actually really good. I joked about it, but it's actually some really good scenes. You kind of know what's going to happen, but you kind of don't.
Yeah.
At one point, I was like, I think he's going to kill these fucking kids.
Nigga, he goes from the... Because none of this shit's in the Bible, guys. He could have killed them kids. I don't know.
And I think that's why I like this part of the movie so much, because it's not in the Bible, so I don't know what's going to happen. So I was like, well, maybe he does kill these motherfuckers.
I was like, I ain't never read about no fucking twins. I don't remember that. But yeah, he was like, yeah, I'm going to kill this kid. And like, he's looking into the sky, his hair's disheveled. He ain't sleeping. all he's trying to do is steal himself for like what he feels he has to do. He's looking into the sky like, Lord, give me a sign. He never gets a sign. So a bunch of shit happens in the third act all at the same time. Ham and Tubal Cain basically go, it's time to kill your daddy.
Which so, at this point, I'm like, I don't really blame him.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Ham's been down there getting his head filled with this dude's dreams. Think about the pussy he's never going to have. And he's like, yeah, that's cool.
But it's like, you know, he also knows that his father's trying to kill them kids. So he's like, well,
yeah.
Fuck yeah, so.
Yeah, like he has everything on his side. So, and it's funny because Tubal Cain is no better because he's like, your women are mine. And shit.
Right.
It's like, so you going to let a dude rape your mom, dude? That's what you...
Yeah, I think that's when Canadian Bacon was like, oh, okay, man, fuck, I gotta kill this guy too.
Yeah, he's like, I didn't think it through. I thought he would be okay. They called Noah downstairs. The baby started to be born. Mm-hmm. And Noah's like, I'll be back to kill them babies. Gotta check on something downstairs. So they had the first baby. It's a girl. It was a girl. And then they were sad, and then she kept pushing. They have a second baby, two twin girls. So hotter than a set of twin babies. Shem decides he's going to go kill Noah before he can kill his wife. Oh, there's also a great scene I forgot to mention where they spend all this time debating on whether or not they're going to just float away and go and try to have a baby on their own, Illa and Shem. And they work on they build a raft and they talk about it. They work on it to get ready to kick off. And Noah just burns it.
Yeah. He
came out of nowhere and burned that shit on fire and didn't say a word to anybody. Like, no, niggas, y'all gonna die.
Right. Just as an asshole father, yo.
And it didn't. It was also weird because, like, why not just let her have, like, let's, like, why not just say he kills the babies? Why wouldn't they just wait till the earth isn't flooded, run away from this nigga and have babies on their own?
Right.
Anyway, they don't have no hope for escape. They're having the kids. It's really sad. Downstairs, Noah goes to check on the animals because Shem is like, one of the animals got killed by another one of the animals. He's like, what? That was not supposed to happen. Goes down there, gets ambushed by Tubal Cain, and it turns back into a possible white man. Cause all of a sudden the ark is hitting land and crashing and fucking, these motherfuckers are doing 17 weapon drops during the middle of the fight, which is a staple of impossible white man shit. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna add 5 points for that. But they did that thing where every time someone has a knife, they get punched and then the knife falls.
Oh yeah.
No one fights like that in real life. Ouch. Ding-a-ling-ling-ling. So yeah, they fight. Ham doesn't know whether to get involved or not. I don't know. He just got scared or something, or maybe when Tubal Cain started giving speeches about fucking all the women, he was like, oops.
We turned into turkey bacon and shit. You know.
Yeah, he turned into turkey bacon. So, Shem comes downstairs and he's also like, yeah, dad, I'm gonna fuck you. Wait a minute. What's going on down here? Mm-hmm. Shem gets knocked the fuck out by Tubal Cain easily. Like, which I was like, what the fuck were you gonna do, Shem? And Noah didn't teach y'all niggas to fight, really?
Nope.
Some dad. He's a terrible dad in this film, by the way. Yeah. They finally end the fight with, they crash into a rock, right as Noah's about to get basically, killed. I believe Ham stabs Tubal Cain, and Tubal Cain turns around like, good, you finally became a man.
He really does. He knows that kid, yo. Yeah.
Yeah. Ham should have been like, I rather would have had the pussy though. This is not how I want to be a man. So after that, everything is kind of forgiven. They're all cool except that Noah has to kill these kids. Mm-hmm. So he rushes upstairs to see what kind of babies they were. Apparently Illa can have a baby and walk, in no time flat. Mm-hmm. So she took the babies upstairs to like cry with and shit and see him, and Noah pulls out a knife, and I'm not gonna front, man, I really did think he was gonna kill those babies for a while.
Yeah, no, me too.
I was like, and I was thinking, part of me, and I'm not the best person in the world, but part of me wanted him to do it because I knew the audience would riot. Nigga, killing babies? Like, these people are against abortion. Mm-hmm. Killing a full-grown baby? Nigga, what? But they didn't do it. He couldn't do it. He cried. He looked at it. He's like, God, why you didn't give me a sign? They finally hit land. He spends the rest of the time drunk at a beach.
No, he turned to an alcoholic, yo.
He turned to an alcoholic and let his family go be happy without him. Man, that part where they go down and talk to him and this nigga is drunk
and
naked.
Oh, dude. Dude, it was like they went down to the club and found their father naked, yo. It was fucking hilarious.
Everyone just shook their head like, man, shit.
It's like some of the crabs called them down. It's like, yo, turkey bacon, your father's down here at the sand club again. You know, he's fucking drunk and naked, yo.
Yo, shout out to all the people that tried to convince Noah that they were giving him signs that they could have a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It stopped raining. Surely the Lord smiles. He went upstairs like, God, is this cool?
Mm-hmm.
I don't see it. I don't see it, y'all.
I feel like what happened was that Noah stopped talking to God as soon as he stopped eating those berries that Methuselah gave him, that gave him the vision to begin with. So he wasn't getting no more visions, and so this motherfucker really just had a brain aneurysm or something like that.
Yeah, he should have took some of that tea on with him.
This nigga Noah had a fucking tumor, and that's why he was seeing fucking visions.
Yeah. The rest of the family begins making a new life for themselves on some newly discovered land as the flood recedes. Ham decides he's going to leave. He's still angry at Noah about what happened with Nael. Noah believes he's failed God and gets drunk and stays away from his kids living in a cave. One day, Ham finds his father laying naked and unconscious, walks away, leaving Shem and Japheth to cover their father with a blanket. And this is also weird. Noah has all these principles, and Illa basically just comes and talks to him, and he goes, okay.
Yeah.
He's like, maybe God believed that you're the person that should choose, and he left it up to you. Mm-hmm. And I was like, how does that work? He's okay with that. Like, I feel like after all the shit he did, he'd be like, bitch, that ain't good enough. I had dreams. I ain't had no dreams about this shit the whole time I've been here. When I have a dream, that's when I'll be okay and see if he's okay with this. He revealed that he couldn't kill the babies because he loved them. He basically reconciles with his wife by, gardening because they're vegans.
Mm-hmm.
They like hold hands for a second and shit. And, that was pretty much the end, man. The family looks out at a cliff and Noah blesses them all, tells the story of the, he got his artifact back when he killed. Oh, yeah, that's plus five. Mm-hmm. Got his artifact back from Tubal Cain, who apparently kept it the whole time.
Ham got it from Tubal Cain. Tubal Cain gave it to Ham, and Ham gave it back to Noah when he was like, yo, I'm out of this bitch, yo.
Yeah, so he kept his artifact. That was impossible. That shit would have, so much shit would have happened to that.
You don't understand, it's a snake skin. It's not a snake skin. You know how fragile that shit is?
Yeah.
They've been passing this shit down for generations and wrapping it around their arm, man. Ain't no fucking way. Like, Tubal Cain went through an entire fucking fight with that shit attached to his arm and it didn't fucking break.
So then God puts a rainbow over the earth, which is supposed to symbolize that he's cool and he's not going to try to kill mankind again.
Yeah, one thing I was wondering about the whole thing, because, you know, the reason why the story that Noah tells him about why God is not happy with, you know, humanity and stuff like that is, you know, he listened to the snake. And they, you know, in the Garden of Eden, and they ate from the tree of knowledge, which is fruit. So my thing is, I don't understand how Noah and them are vegans, because to me it seems like if you eat fruit and listen to animals, you would be bad. So I would think, why don't you protect the trees and stuff like that and eat the animals?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I don't know. Same.
Yeah. my thing was, if you can just, you know, commit, I mean, if you could just, like, commit genocide or replenish the earth instantaneously like he did with that one seed, why not just do that?
Dude, did you ever think that maybe people, man, wouldn't be cannibals if they were actually able to have something, I don't know, something to eat?
Yeah.
Because these motherfuckers were starving. That's why they were acting like fucking heathens. They didn't have anything to eat. You know, it's like the Snickers commercial, man. hey, man, you know, you turn into a cannibal when you're a little hungry. Have a Snickers bar, you know, something like that. You know, I don't know.
Well, yeah, that's pretty much it for this review. Let me add up our score. Like I said, I don't expect to get a ton of points because it's Impossible White Man, but you don't expect it. And it's not the best Impossible White Man. Let's see here. Let me back up from my computer. +5 for loosely defined powers, because he had them. +10 for family that... the family that didn't listen to him. Nobody pays attention to the Impossible White Man. +10 for hypocritical moral code. +20 for White Man Six Sense Dream. +10 for chase scene with family. +10 for kicked out by rock monsters. I mean, knocked out by a rock monster, but not dying or getting a concussion. +5 for a plan that no one believed in. +5 because Noah didn't do any work. +5 for incense immunity. And we got +5 for telling the bad guy your plan when you should keep that shit to yourself. +5 for that weapon with the grenades. And finally, +5 for his artifact coming back. 95. Not bad, not great, you know, on the white man, Impossible White Man scale. I feel like, you know, if we did, you know, some reviews of movies that, like say Olympus Has Fallen or something like that, we probably end up in the, like, low 200s, maybe high like 190 or something like that. So, for people that are like, oh, that's kind of high, isn't it? It's not graded on a scale of 100.
Yeah,
you just add up and you get what you get.
Right. And like I just think, like I said, it was actually a surprisingly good movie. I mean, the reason why you laugh at it is because you know the story. Everybody knows the story of Noah. I mean, I feel like even if you aren't Christian, you know the story of Noah.
Mm-hmm.
And when you watch this movie, you're just like, this is bull. Like, I can't remember a religious themed movie that has gone like full like Lord of the Rings on some. We're just gonna add some shit in.
Yeah, they Impossible White Man Noah guys, basically.
Right. I can't
believe like, let's just make it some action and throw in some, you know, his family and kill a bunch of people and shit. And I think to make it a better Impossible White Man movie, they probably could have added him more scenes of him killing off a ton of people.
Oh yeah.
Although he does kill the shit out of people when they're fighting for the Ark.
Oh yeah. Oh,
forgot
yeah,
to mention that. He kills everybody.
With a you know what? Give it a point.
Yeah, I gotta give it from a because
it wasn't like he was killing with a sword either. He was killing with like a hatchet.
Yeah, I'm gonna add 10 points for that because I forgot about that battle scene. Because you're watching the Rocks play whack-a-mole, but he's also handling motherfuckers. Like he has no compunction killing human beings, even though he cries about the removal of a single plant.
God forbid if he had actually killed like a fly. Lost it.
He's pretty much like if he would have sat down on a roach on the ship, you know,
he might have killed himself.
Noah is pretty much Peter.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like if he was alive today, he would star Peter and fuck motherfuckers up for Winterfell.
Noah is so Peter. Peter would have been like, hey, dude, you gotta calm it down.
Yeah, dog, you could be in the group, but you can't be killing motherfuckers, dog. He's like, nah, why don't we just kill Mike Vick? No, we can't kill him, man.
Right,
come on.
Right.
So yeah, all right, that's a 105 final score. We'll be back next time on Impossible White Man Reviews on the Black Autist Premium Network. Chris, thanks for coming on. Make sure you guys go check him out. Insanity Check is their podcast. MovieTrailerReviews.net is the site, and he's Insanity Report on Twitter. Until next time, peace out.